The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidan, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yod Bet. Today's daf is being studied. The Einu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Shelomo Ben Miriam Yosef Ben Sarah Sarah Bat Rachel. Enna Refan Alahem. Enna Refan Alahem. Enna Refan Alahem. For the nefesh, ufuat aguf, ufuatam. Begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Rishon, starting from Metibe, which is about halfway down the first word on the line. We are discussing a case that started on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. It was a question asked by Rami Bar Hamma. The case was a person had a piece of Zivheh Shelamim Korban in front of him, and he had Davar Heter next to it. And he said that Hare Ze Kaze. He turned to the Heter and he said, this Heter item over here will be like this item over here. Hare Ze Kaze. So the question is, what did he mean? Does he mean that it'll be like the Zevach Shelamim after the blood was sprinkled, and therefore the Zevach Shelamim is permissible, it's mutar? Or is he referring to Zekazeh before the Zirikat Damim? Before the Zirikat Damim, the Zevach Shelamim is Asur. And therefore this item of it would be Asur. Now it would be permissible to do such a thing because we have a general rule that when a person is making a Nedir and he wants to compare it to something, he has to compare it to something that became asur as well through a nedir. Which means, how did this korban become asur? The zevach shelamim. Because a person sanctified it. He made a nedir on it. Or he made a hekdesh on it. So therefore, something that a person wants to make asur and compare it to something else, we call that in the halakha, matfis. Matfis is you want to attach this item to that item. So therefore, it would be hal. Our question is it referring to over here when he says like zevach shelamim after the matan damim? Well, after the matan damim, zevach shelamim is mutar. It's not asur anymore. So therefore, this piece of bread that he has also will be mutar. But she'enken, stam, he just said it. Zev zekazeh. What did he mean? You know, we don't know what he meant. But for like a ben nedarim, his nedar is not going to be hal. And then, or is it like the? Is it going on the earliest stage? So the Gemara tried to bring proofs either way, and the Gemara rejected the proofs. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring another case. Metive, we have a question. Ezehu isar ha'amur b'Torah, which means in the Torah it says that a person can make a vow. And the Torah says le'esor isar, which means he forbids something upon himself. So the Gemara wants to know what's the classic case of an isar, where a person is making like a neder on oneself. Amar, he said, Hareni shelo ochal basar v'shelo ishte yayin kiyom shemet bo abiv kiyom shemet bo rabbo kiyom shenehrag bo Gedalia ben Ahikam kiyom shelaiti Yerushalayim b'churbanah. What's the case? A person says like this, I'm accepting upon myself not to eat meat and not to drink wine like the day that his father died, or like the day his rabbi died, or like the day Gedaliah ben Ahikam died. That's where we have some Gedaliah from. Kiyom shela'it Yerushalayim b'churbanah, from the day that I saw Jerusalem in its destruction, which means it seems this person had accepted upon himself another nedir at another time to, let's say, fast on the day of the passing of his father. on the Yortzeit, as they call it, or the day of the passing of his rabbi, or the day of the passing of Gedaliah ben Achikam, or the day that he saw Jerusalem in its destruction. So on that day, whenever it was, let's say it was talking about the first Sunday in Nisan, just for argument's sake, that's when this nidir he accepted upon himself when his father passed away. Now he's coming along at a different time, which means, let's say his father passed away in year one, and he accepted upon himself a nidir to fast on the first Sunday in Nisan. Now 15 years later, he comes along and says, I want to make a nidir that this first Sunday in Nisan, I'm not going to eat wine and drink wine and meat like the nidir that I made 15 years ago for my father, or for my rabbi, or for Gedaliah, or for Yerushalayim. Now, if he's making a nidir like this, what's the din? So it says, V'amar Shemuel, V'hu shenadur be'otu hayom. So it's exactly like we learned the case. It's the same day, which means just like the original Yortzeit of his father was the first Sunday in Nisan, years later, he said on the first day of Sunday of Nisan, I want this day to be like that day. Kiyom shemet bo aviv. Now the Gemara says, Hechidameh, well, what's the case exactly? Lav kegon dekai behad beShabbat. He's on the first day of the week, meaning the Sunday. Demit be Abu, that his father said, Afal gav de ika tuva had beShabbat deetera. That even though in the interim you have many Sundays of Nisan that are permissible, which means he only fasted one day. This guy, he only fasted on the day that his father died in year one. The subsequent 15 years, he didn't fast every year. He only fasted on that day. So therefore, technically, we're saying what? 15 years later, when he says that this day over here is going to be like the day of my father, that his father died, even though right the 15 years right before, he ate on those days. Those days were not asutim. Only the first day, the original one, was asur. So, and still what are we saying? V'ketani asur. And we're saying that what? That day that he accepts now is going to be asur. Shema minna bikaru dematfis. Must be what? You go back to the original. You go back to the first day. So understand the case again now through the Ran. Let's read Ran. The ka'e bechad beShabbat demit beAbu. Yeah, the Ran is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines after they get wide. נראה בעיניי, דרך היא פירושה, שאומר ביום אחד בשבת, שהוא ביום שמת בו אביב למניין חודשים, כגון אחד בשבת ראשון של ניסן, okay, the first Sunday of Nisan, יהיה יום זה עליי, this day will be to me, כיום אחד בשבת ראשון של ניסן, like the first Sunday of Nisan, ואף אגב, דהי כתוב אחד בשבת, דהתרה, even though from the day his father died, till the present, let's say my example, 15 years passed, and he didn't fast on the first Sunday of Nisan. V'ketani asur. And still it says that there's going to be asur. Shma' minna v'ikaro kamatvis. Right? The Masha goes back on the first day. Okay? V'ashma da'ashas v'achi askina. Which means he's not going to be able to eat. He's not going to be able to eat meat and drink wine. So he's fasting. So the point is that you don't go with the last item, where we are now. Where he is now, that day is mutar for him to eat, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like that day. That day, last year you ate. The year before you ate on that day. 2, 3 years ago you ate. 15 years you ate on that day. Don't tell me you didn't eat on that day because you made a nadir, was the actual day of the death. And so what do you see? You go back to the original day. So bi'ikaro, you go back to the original. Right, which he only forbade himself one day, the day that his father died. That day, whatever that day was, it was year one, on the Sunday of Nisan, he didn't eat. But the rest of the years subsequently, he did eat. So if you see, you go back to the Ikarab. So such a case, by Korban, would be the same thing. A guy says, Zeh kazeh means what? That this piece of bread is like this Korban over here. After Zirikat Damim, in the present, or before Zirikat Damim. We're going to say it goes back to the original stage, before Zirikat Damim, therefore the bread is going to become Asur. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not the case. Gemara says, Dishmuel achi itmar. Now, the case of Shmuel is as follows. Amar Shmuel v'hu shenadur uba me'oto ayom v'ilach. We're talking about where the guy every year would fast. Which is when he accepted upon himself to fast on the day of his father's death, was not only a one-year situation.
it was the anniversary of every single year that day came. So there was no question. So whether you go from the early stage or you go from the now, either way it's going to be asur. So therefore, you can't bring it a ayah. Do you go early or you go late? No matter when you're going, for 15 years he's always fasting on the first Sunday in Nisan. So he says that this day is going to be like the day of his father's death. That's it. It's already he already accepted upon himself that day as isur, and therefore it's not a question whether you go early or late. He's been fasting the whole time. Ran, the Ran says. Dismuel, umeshani dismuel, haki etmar. Amar shemuel, v'hu shenaduru ba, v'tov ve'ele, kilomar, shekol yeme echad b'shabbat she'avru alav, all the Sundays of Nisan that passed, she'en ki'yom shemet bo abi, which was the anniversary of the day of when his father died, ne'esaru alav b'nedir. He already accepted that nedir already. V'kevan she'ken, lo matzit l'migmar me'acha haidina. You can't learn our law that we're trying to learn, Vilomar, Dehach Ributa Ashmainan, Dehacha Leka Yomed Hetera Klal. Over here, there's no days of Heter. There wasn't a before and a after. The days were always Asur anyway. Dehach Sugya Katiyahi. Now, this Sugya over here is cut, which is missing some words. Why? Delo Pirish Shash Imken May Atal Ashmainan. What's the point of this Hadush of Shmuel? No Hadush. Of course he says, this day is going to be Asur like the days. Pashut. For sure it's going to be Asur, which means, what's the Hadush of Shmuel? The Gemara doesn't tell us that. The Gemara is relying on what it said already in Masechet, or it's going to say, in Masechet Shavuot, Damnin Hatam, Haylishnam Mamash Damar Shmuel, והוא שנדור ובא מאותו היום ובתר אחי מקשה כיום שמת בו אבי פשיטה ומתרץ יום שנהרג בו גדליה בן אחיקם אצליקה. You know what the Hadush of Shmuel is? The case of גדליה בן אחיקם. Why? Because let's discuss, גדליה בן אחיקם is אסור anyway, which means that's אסור on him because it's a fast day anyway. Now we have a rule that you cannot make a neder on yourself on something that already is Asur. That's like saying, I'm making a neder over this item to me is like Hazir. Gedaliah ben Ahikam was not Asur to ben neder. Gedaliah ben Ahikam is Asur to you, because it's Asur to you, be'etzim. Yeah. So therefore, how could such a neder be? Hal. So it says, U'makshinan hayna mipshitam. No ma'udu teba kivan da'afilu lo nadar Asur mit Rabbanan. Ki nadar namer lo hayil nidra, v'la matfis bin neru kamash ma'alan. Kach le'e be'anai. Which means, the Ran says, the Hiddush over there, based on the Gemara is what? Some Gedaliah is only Asur midrabanan. So I would have thought, well, since Asur already on him, it's being matfis midrabar Asur. But the Hadush is that when you make a neder like that, now you're making it Isur de Oraita. So since you're upgrading the level of Isur, that's not considered being matfis midrabar Asur. Because midoraita, you're allowed to eat on some Gedaliah. Once he says, this day to me, I'm not eating. Like the day that I didn't eat on, accepted upon myself, Tzom Gedaliah. Now, once he accepted upon himself Tzom Gedaliah, he made it Asur. Ibn was Asur Rabbanan, Asur Rabbanan, but when he made it Asur, now he upgraded it to become Isur Doraita, which was not like Hazir. Hazir is Asur Doraita already, so therefore it's nothing to talk about. But Tzom Gedaliah itself, can you eat Bina Torah on that day? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did his Neder accomplish something? Yeah. Definitely did. That Neder now made this day Isur Doraita. So therefore he can say that this day, whatever day the calendar is, I want this day to be asur to me, like the day I accepted upon myself. So the Hadush of Shmuel's statement is in the Tzom Gedaliah. You might have thought that Tzom Gedaliah is not even a matfis. You cannot be matfis in such a case because it's isur already. Kamash Malan, it's only isur Rabbanan. Therefore, you can't be matfis in such a case. But the point of Shmuel is not for us because our case was talking about where, let's say, he's been fasting all those subsequent days. So therefore, the purpose of his name, Vadai is going to be Asud on that day, because there's no time that there was ever Heter. So we cannot solve our original question of the guy who had the piece of meat in front of him with the piece of Basar Shalamim. Does it go now? Does it go before? But I continues. Amaravina, Tashema. Okay, we bring another proof. Kehalat Aharon Uchtrumato Mutar. Okay, a guy comes along and says, this item over here, this food stuff that's in front of him, is going to be like the
chala of Aharon and his teruma. So let's take the regular case, teruma. It's going to be like teruma. Now we know that teruma, really, you're not allowed to eat teruma. So he wants to say maybe that this item of it is going to be asur to eat like teruma. The Gemara says, mutar. Such a nidir is not hal. Why? Because teruma is exclusively or is intrinsically asur already. It's like saying hazir, lavdil. Now why? The chaura, teruma, is permissible to kohanim. Yeah. Even better, say it better. Teruma, you have to designate the teruma to make it asur. Like was asked in the shi'ur. Which means teruma is not there automatically. You have to come along and say, this stalk over here, whatever it is teruma. So you have to make it asur. It's not asur automatically. It's taref, it's asur already. You don't have to designate anything to make it isur. So therefore, the kaora, why shouldn't the neder be hal when you say that this item over here should be like the teruma of Aaron? It's just like the teruma of Aaron, you had to designate it to make it isur. So the Ran answers a very important answer. He says, no. If Teruma would only be Asur through your designation, it would be Asur to everybody then. It would be Asur to non-Kohanim as well as to Kohanim. The Etzim fact that it's Asur Lezarim and Mutar Lekohanim tells us that it's not only dependent on your designation. Because if all it was dependent on is you saying, Arezu Teruma, would be Asur Lakol. So therefore, it is Isur Be'etzem to Zarim. It's like the Arezu Teruma just makes it permissible for Kohanim. But it's Asur for Zarim is off the bat. Look at the Ran's language, two lines from the bottom. Kehalat Aaron, or Hala is the same thing. Hala and Teruma is the same thing. Hala is what you take from the dough and give it to the Kohen. Hala and Teruma have the same deen. Da'afagav de b'kriyat shem mitzireh. Iran's asking a question. What do you mean? Even though it's not intrinsically asur, you have to designate it. And therefore, l'chavra the neder should be hal. Kevan she'enu asur lakol. Since it's not asur to everybody, davar asur mikri velo davar nadur. It's called davar asur and not davar nadur because it's not asur to everybody, which means it's permissible to kohanim and it's not permissible to zarim. And therefore, it's called davar. So for zarim, it's always going to be asur. Meaning, again, like I'm telling you, if you would just rely on the kriyat shem would make it asur for everybody. Ela, for zarim, it's intrinsically asur. So therefore, what? Let's speak it out. That person has a piece of bread in front of him, hater bread. He has bread, okay, and he says, this item over here is going to be like the teruma of Aaron. You said nothing. Because that's considered matfis, bedvar, ha'isur. So therefore the bread over here is mutar to eat. Or he says like the hala of Aaron. Hala is like teruma. That the bread is permissible. Now we want to make a diuk. You see, because the braita chose a specific case. Like the hala of Aaron, it's trumato mutar. So must be there's a case that is asur. So we want to make the diyuk now. So what's the diyuk we're going to make? Ha ketrumat lachme toda asur. Yeah, what is lachme toda? We know a person brings a korban toda. What is korban toda? Besides he sacrifices themselves, he brings loaves of bread. It's actually 40 loaves. We learned that the different types. 10 of them are chametz, 30 of them are matzah, some of them are baked, some of them are poached in the water, different, 10 of each style. Okay? Now, what does he do with these loaves over here? He has to give 4 of them to the Kohanim. Okay? Now, these 4 that he gives to the Kohanim, once he gives them to the Kohanim, he gets to eat the rest of the loaves. Now, the point is, the Kohanim can only eat these 4 loaves after Zirikat Adam, after they bring the sacrifice part of it, sprinkle the dam, now these 4 loaves become permissible for the Kohanim to eat. Now that's the law of Korban Todah. Now a person has a right to donate a Korban Todah, which means he comes along and says to this piece of bread over here, for example, this piece of bread is going to be like the Terumah of Lachme Todah.
I want it to be like Lachmei Todah. Now, the Ran speaks out, David ibn Batfis bedvara nadur. Yeah, because Lachmei Todah, I could come along and make a neder to bring Lachmei Todah. For example, the guy made a vow, I'm going to bring Lachmei Todah. I want to bring Lachmei Todah to give it to the Kohanim. Okay? Now, the Gemara continues. Tamud bet, veha terumat Lachmei Todah leachar zirikat damim hi. When a guy says, I want to give Lachmei Todah to the Kohanim, when do we look at it? At which stage is the Lachmei Todah when the guy makes the vow to give it? It's usually after the sprinkling of the blood. Why? Because it is after the sprinkling of the blood that the Kohanim are able to eat it. He wants to give it to the Kohanim. So therefore, usually the time that he's making the neder, when he wants to bring Lachmei Todah, we look at it as it is after the time of Zirikat Adam. Look at the Ran on top. Which means a guy's not going to donate to Lachmei Todah only at the time when they are edible. Oh, now what are we saying? The guy makes the neder, right? At the time that he made the neder, I'm going to bring the Lachmei Todah right now. The Lachmei Todah are asur. After the dam, it becomes mutar. Good. So now a guy has a piece of bread in front of him, let's say. This item over here is going to be like Lachmei Todah. Oh, so when? Lachmei Todah. After Zirikat Adam? Or before Zirikat Adam? So we're saying what? That the Lachmei Todah is going to be considered asur. Which means the deen of this bread is going to be over here, asur. Therefore, we're treating it meikara. Now we're looking at this Lachmei Todah as if it was before Zirikat Adam. And therefore, we can answer our question that we asked originally. There's Zivhei Shalamim. If there's Zivhei Shalamim in front of you, are we referring to before Zirikat Adam or after Zirikat Adam? So I will say it's before Zirikat Adam, and therefore the bread that you designate is going to be Asur. So let's read that again. Veha terumat lachmei todah leachar zirikat damim hi. Which means normally, when a guy is donating the lachmei todah, you're donating it to give to the Kohanim, so you're donating it at the time of Heter. So it's considered as if it's Lachar Zidikat Dam, and still you're saying what? The bread that you compare it to is going to be Asur. And therefore what? It means you're going at the stage before Zidikat Dam. So if whenever you matfis an item, it's matfis from Me'ikara. So comes the Gemara and says, Ema ketrumat alishka asur. You made a diyuk, you made the wrong diyuk. Which means when you read that braita, that the braita said if a person is matfis, an item, to treat it like teruma, it's nothing, because teruma is intrinsically asur, your diyuk is supposed to be, ha, if you matfis an item, to compare it to terumat alishka, it's going to be asur. Now, don't get involved with todah, korma todah. The diyuk of the braita had to be what? Terumat talishka. What is terumat talishka? Run. Ela emaha ketrumat talishka. So terumat talishka, sheyu tormim mima'ot talishka. Umimale'in shalosh kupot. That's the machzit ha-shekel. What they do every year? They collect the machzit ha-shekel and they would put it in the boxes over there and they would use it for the korbanot. So if a guy comes along and says, that's the davar anidar, you're donating that item, you're sanctifying, the item itself was mutar, right? Now you're making it asur. So therefore, similarly, when it's not intrinsically asur, so therefore, a person says, this piece of bread over here will be mamak terumat tashka. Very good. That's going to be asur. Which means, learn the braita as follows. If you matfis an item, that's something asur be'etzim, like teruma, the item is mutar. So what's the diyuk? Ah, but if you matfis it on an item, not terumat challah, terumat nishka, asur. Why? Because terumat nishka is an item that's not intrinsically asur. It's something that you designated. Therefore, it's going to be asur, which means don't get involved with lachmei todah. Leave the lachmei todah diyuk. So the Gemara says also, what about the lachmei todah part? Aval, terumat lachmei todah mai, mutar. Well, from you not making that diyuk, you have to say that terumat lachmei todah is going to be mutar. Why? Because you're not saying that it's asur. Ella, you want to say it's mutar, So litni lachme toda v'kol sheken terumato. Let's read the run. Litni terumat lachme toda v'kol sheken terumato v'ahav yaributa tafe mishum demi'ikara ne'esa terumat lachme toda beneder. Which means, you're telling me what? Don't make any diuk of lachme toda. Because really, I'll tell you that what? Just like terumah's mutar, if you matfis b'terumah, regular terumah, if you matfis b'lachme toda, it's also going to be mutar. And the diuk is what? Lishka is going to be asur. Meaning, when you learn a braita gives you a case of mutar. So you have to make a diuk. This case is mutar. Mashaykin is another case that's going to be asur. So what's the diuk we're making now? Terumah mutar, because it's devar isur. So be'etzim. This case is asur. Mutar. Mashaykin, the case of Torah Mashka is mutar. That's the diuk that. I'm sorry. Mixed up. Go back. The braita said, Terumah be'etzim is mutar, meaning when you compare it to terumah, because asur be'etzim, ha terumah talishka is asur. Why? Because terumah talishka has a case of you know did it, and therefore you're comparing this case to the varan nadur, and therefore it's going to be asur. Beautiful. Once you made your diuk this way, that means do not make your diuk by lachme toda, because lachme toda will also be mutar. When a guy says this item over here is going to be like lachme toda, is going to be mutar. So the Gemara says, great. So you have two cases of mutana. Lachme toda is mutar, and terumah is mutar. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, tell me in the braita the case of lachme toda. Because that's a bigger hiddush. If you tell me the case of lachme toda is mutar, I'll know for sure that the case of terumah is mutar. Why? Because terumah is really not a hiddush. Because terumah is asur be'etzim. Terumah is asur. But lachme toda, it has a stage where you vowed it. Right? It has a stage where you vowed it. So therefore, come and tell me that still, even though it had a stage where you made the neder by lachme toda, so therefore it's dabar hanadur, but still it's going to be mutar. So that's already a bigger hidush, that you have a dabar hanadur that still could be the neder is not going to be hal, and for sure terumah. Look at the Ran again. The Ran says ela ema, third line. Ela ema, fourth line, fifth line. Liti terumat lachme toda vekoshken terumato vehavi rebuta tafeh mishum demikaran esat terumat lachme toda beneder. So comes the Gemara and says hakamash ma'alan terumat lachme toda terumato hi. Which means, when it says in the Braita, Terumat Hala, in Terumah, we always thought Terumah means the regular Terumah of wheat. When it says Terumah, included in the words Terumah means all sorts of Terumah, including Lachme Toda. And therefore, it's as if the Braita said that case explicitly. Nashi, Ran, Terumatohi. Kedomar, Bechlal uch Terumato diktani mishum deavi ke Terumah legabe zarim. Which means, now let's analyze why should it be narhal. The reason why it's narhal is because when a person makes this nidid on himself, let's say, so chavrad, this bread should be like the terumah of lachme toda. Why is it mutar? Why is this nidid not hal? It's because this item is like regular terumah. Can the zarim eat these breads? No. These breads are off limits for the zarim, which means just like terumah, there's no heter to eat these breads for the zarim. So intrinsically, these items are asur for the zarim. Therefore, the braita is saying that case. So it comes out we did not answer our original question. Let's review what we tried to do at least. We're really just trying to answer one question over here. The case of the kikar with the zivach shelamim. Is it before or is it after? The big daf kamina. If you go before, then the kikar is asur. If you say after the zirkat tamim, it's mutar. So we got the answer. The answer is from a braita. The guy says this kikar is like terumah. That didn't say nothing. Why? Because terumah is asur. You can only osir something, compare it to an item that's asur beneder.
This is not the Asur Rebbe. It's Asur Rebbe Etzim. Which means the Terumah itself is Asur Zarim always. That means nothing. Okay, good. Oh, so we said. But what? But Terumat Lishka. What's Terumat Lishka? Which means, let's say, this piece of bread is going to be Asur, like the donation that I give to the Mahazit HaShekel. Oh, that's good. That works, that type of Neder. Because this Mahazit HaShekel coin was Mutar. Now that I made a Neder that I'm giving it, it becomes Asur. Now I got to give it to the Beit HaMikdash and so on and so forth. Well, that works. But Terumat Lachmei Todah is also going to be Mutar. And when the Braita said, Ketrumato, the Terumah of the coin, it means also the Terumah of, when I donate, I want to make an edit of Lachmei Todah. Now, what's the logic why Lachmei Todah is going to be Mutar? Because this item is Asur Be'etzim. Why is Asur Be'etzim? Because Zarim cannot eat the Lachmei Todah. And therefore, it's like saying a regular case of Terumah. So we have not solved our initial question. The Gemara says, V'hiba'etema. Well, come and tell you like this. Another way to answer this question from the Braita. V'hiba'etema. Terumat Lachmei Todah. Name kodem zirikat damimu, which means like this. I could tell you that terumat lachmei todah, when a guy is donating terumat lachmei todah, he's donating it already at the stage before zirikat damim. So therefore, you have no proof to what we're talking about over here, because terumah lachmei todah before zirikat damim is asur. Now, what's the case? Kegon. De'afreshinu belisha. We're talking about, well, let's say he donated it when it was still in the kneading stage. It was still in the dough stage. Ki ha de'amar rav tuve bar kisna amar shmuel lachme todah she'afa'an be'arba halot yatsa. He has an interesting case over here. Rav tuve bar kisna. What did he do? Let's say a guy... You have to bring 40 halot, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't bring the 40 halot. What he did was, he baked the 40 halot into 4 halot. 4 huge halot. The size of 10 halot. Which each style that you have to bring, instead of bringing 40, he baked it in 4 halot. So if he did it that way, by the way, yatsa. It counts. Now, let's read the Ran to catch up to where we're up to. Terumat lachme todah. Look at the Ran. Kedomar, demashkachat la shenitremu kodem zirikat damim. You could have a case where a person will donate lachmei todah before he sprinkles the blood. Umishumachi lo psika lelimitni keturmat lachmei todah. Which means that's why you don't want to compare it to lachmei todah. Why? Teika gavna demitzar kishenitremu kodem zirikat damim. Which means, before Zirikat Damim, that's the guy making a neder. Yeah. Right? Well, a guy says, I want to make this item over here, Lachmei Todah. He can make a neder like that. And therefore, since he's making a neder, so therefore, it's not considered like Terumah, that's Asur, Be'etzim, because over here now, this is Asur because of his neder. If you're going to say it's after Zirikat Damim, so already the Tzar cannot eat these items over here. And therefore, it's going to be like Terumah, and therefore the thing is not going to be hal. Masha'en ken, when we talk about, let's say, at the time that he made his neder, it's before Zirikat Damim, let's say. So what's making this asur over here? His neder. And what are we saying over here? We're saying that that's why the Braita did not say the case of terumat todah, because why? The case is talking about where he made the terumat todah before Zirikat Damim. How do you make it before Zirikat Damim? At the time of the Lisha, the Ran says, Kegon, Dafreshinu Belisha, Bedinu, Delishni Le, Dafreshinu Laharafiyatam, Kodim Zirikat Damim. You could have gave the, you don't have to go so far, you don't have to say you designated at the time of the kneading. You could have said you designated at the time of the baking. The point is before Zirikat Damim. Yeah, the point is from the baking. Which means we're talking about a case of, like we're going to see now, Rav Tubi, where you actually designated the Korban Lachmei Todah at the stage of a kneading. You didn't have to go that far back. You could have said you designated at the time of the baking. The point is you designated before the time of the Zirikah. That's the point. But since we found the case of Rav Tubi where a guy did that at the time of the Lisha, so he was giving the example at the time of the Lisha.
Now let's just see the example that he's saying. V'ibayitema, I'm reading the Gemara again. V'ibayitema, terumat nachmet toda, name kodim zirikat damimu. Which means it's possible to designate korban nachmet toda. God makes an edit. I'm going to bring this korban nachmet toda. When did he designate his nachmet toda? Before he even sprinkled the blood. Kegod, the fleshinu bedisha. He designated him at the time of the kneading. Good. And that's why the Braita did not choose the case of Nachmet Toda. That's why they did not say that in the Braita. Why? Because in this case over here, the Neder is going to be Hal. Why is the Neder going to be Hal? Because when he makes the Neder over here, and these breads over here, these breads now Asur, Mahmat, Neder. Very good. Now, what's the case of Rav Tubi? Guy took four breads for some reason, and instead of taking 40, made them big. And he said, these items over here are my lahme toda. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How could that be? Ve'aketiv arba'im. Torah says you got to have 40 breads. How could the guy get away with just giving 4? So the Gemara says, the mitzvah. Now, 40 is for the mitzvah. You want to be mahmir, give 40, that's nice. But technically, you can get away with 4. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ve'aba'i le'mishkal terumah. The law is, you have to take terumah on these items. Which means besides the lahme toda obligation, you have to take terumah. Now how are you going to take terumah? Normally I say you have 10, 10, 10, 10. So you take terumah from each brand, each style. Here, how are you taking terumah? You got to give the kohen the 4. But what about the terumah factor? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema d'shekil hadar ifta'al kula. So you'll take one out of the 3. You'll take one of the 3 over here. So you know what? This item over here is terumah. For the other items, can't do that. Ve'atinan ehad mikol korban shelo yitol mekorban al chavero, which they learn from this pasuk. You have to take one from each style. So you have to take a little from each one. So the Gemara says no problem. V'chitem but the shekil perusa mikol had ve'had. All right, take a little piece from each one of the 4, and that'll be the teruma. Can't do that either. Ve'atinan ehad. It's got to be one whole. Shelo yitol perusa. So then technically, you're stuck, which means you're only bringing 4. What about the 40? I'm not worried about the 40. Technically, you can get away with just bringing 4 as long as they're the size of the 40. Okay, good. But your problem is you're going to be your terumah factor. Well, what's my factor with the terumah? Just take one of the 4 loaves. No, you can't take one of the 4 because that's only one style. You got to take from each style. One of them is hametz, three of them are matzah, and they bake differently. Okay, beautiful. So you know what? Take a little piece from each one. So technically you're giving a broken challah. I'm not worried about giving a broken challah. But the point is, the terumah that's taken on this tahmet, it's got to be a full. So what am I, give the whole thing terumah, then I'm giving nothing to the kohen. So how are you taking terumah on these 4 loaves over here? So the Gemara says, Ela, you know what you're doing? The afreshinu belisha. Which means, the case that we want to get to is, there's still dough. Which means, what did he do? He made dough. 4 different piles of dough for each style of the lahme toda. And what did he do? The shakil hada mehametz, the hada min halot, the hada min rikikim, the hada min ribucha. Those are the 4 styles. Just so you know what they are. Halot is the hametz. That's the regular loaves. The kikim is like the thin wafer, cracker. Then you have the hadamin ribucha. And hametz. The ribucha is the... hametz is hametz. Halot is like the thicker bread, like the matzah. You have the thick thick matzah. Then you have the hadamin rikikim. That's the thin one. And the ribucha is where it's poached, where it's... Like a bagel. It's soaked in water and cooked like that. But the point is, what did you do? What you did is like this. You took, let's say the hametz one. Okay. Took a loaf of big dough. You broke it into 10 pieces. Okay? Now I broke it into 10 pieces. Beautiful. I took one. That's the rumah. Mm-hmm. Very good. So I took from the style and I took, a whole piece for that. Then I combined it together, and I made one loaf. Beautiful. And I have the loaf of matzah, let's say, but 10 little pieces of dough. I took one, here's my terumah, I piled it together, made a thing. And they did it subsequently for the other ones over there. So what's the case talking about? It comes out according to Rav Tuvi, the case is when did he designate it as Lachme Todah? In the dough stage. You understand? When it says that he put four loaves together, I wonder when did he designate it? So we forced to say that he designated it at the time of the dough stage, because otherwise you're not going to be able to take terumah. Oh, so now we go back to our understanding. Since we found already a case where you could designate the loaves at the time of Isa, at the time of the doughs, so that's pre-Zirikat Damim, obviously. You didn't store the animals yet, you did nothing yet. This is already in the dough. And therefore, such an item was mutar. Right? Such a, this dough, anything wrong with these this dough before you said anything? No, now would you say, Hareni oseta dough hazeh kelachme todah. What made it asur? Your neder. Oh, very good. Now, let's analyze the case. So I come along and say, see this loaf of over here? This regular bread. Nothing to do with lachme todah. This over here is like lachme todah. This bread is going to become asur. Because since lachme todah is davar, hanadur. Why? Before zirikat adam, this is considered davar hanadur. And therefore, I can oser another item at that stage to compare to lachme todah. That's why the Brata cannot bring lachme todah. Because lachme todah is not similar to terumah. Because terumah is asur be'etzim. Terumah is asur the whole way through to zarim. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I cannot say that this item is going to be like terumah. Masha'enke, it's like I said, davar hanadur terumah. Masha'enke, this item is considered davar hanadur. And therefore, it's going to be shayach to make a neder on it to say it's asur. But the point is, we still did not bring a proof to our question. When a guy says zeh kazeh, by the case of the zivach shelamim, that's not going to be hal. Now, let's look at the Ran. The Ran says ba'arba halot, arba'a mini halot, ve'aketiv arba'im, da'avu arba'a minin, hametz, halar, kikiv, ribucha, 10 each, ve'atena, ve'kriv, ehad, mikol korban, kolman, mikol min v'min. You have to take from each species teruma, ve'afirim, because that's what the ehad ma'aser, kamar, ve'avidu arba'im, which means you have to take one of each breads. Of the 40, which means one of the each size. The shakil hada min hametz she'asa esr halot mikol min ve'achar shefrisha ne'ahad mikol min lash tish'a shel kol min ve'asa hala ahad mikol tesha v'tesha. That's how we learned it, which is you separated 10 pieces of dough, you took one for terumah, and you put them together, and you made a dough of the remaining 9 pieces. But the point is that since that's possible to do, it's possible to designate the hala before the zirikat. We thought, let's go with the logic. We thought, when does a person designate the halal? Why should he designate it at that stage? We don't know why he designated it at that stage. Normally, a normal guy would designate it after he brought his korban, after he sprinkled the blood. Now he's going to come along and say, okay, now I'm going to designate the halal. Why would he designate it normally at that spot? Because now it becomes edible at this spot. Because now he gives the four to the kohanim, and the rest he's able to eat. So we were always assuming that when we talk about the case of halot, that a guy is designating halot, we always thought he does it at the stage of after zirikat adam. And you understand why we do that? Because after zirikat adam, that's when it's edible. And we thought that the braita was saying that if he does such a thing, it's asur, meaning he's saying that this loaf of bread is going to be like lachmir todah, and we thought it's going to be hal. Why should it be hal? Because it must be, even though we consider it like after zirikat adam, we go from the initial stage, me'ikara, as if it was done before zirikat adam. And therefore you see what? That even though we're, like, it's the same case of zivach shelamim, even though now it's after zirikat adam, we're going to matfis it from before. That's why we thought to solve our question from lachme todah. Again, I repeat. We thought to solve our question from lachme todah because we assumed that the designation of lachme todah is done after zirikat adam. Could you understand why would we think that? It's obvious. When am I going to designate the lachme todah to say that these are lachme todah? I'm going to designate it after zirikat adam because that's when they're edible. That's when I can give it to the kohanim to eat. That's when the owners themselves can eat the lachme todah. And still, what do we think to say? Even though you're designated after Zirikat Adam, the neder that I made, because I'm really not interested in Lachmei Todah too much. I'm interested in the bread that I'm comparing to Lachmei Todah. So, Garezu ke Lachmei Todah. And Lachmei Todah after Zirikat, and we assume that this bread becomes Asur. Oh, so must be you go Meikara. What's Meikara? Before Zirikat Adam. Before Zirikat Adam, these breads were Asur Lachmei Todah. Oh, so you see what? An item that's after Zirikat Adam, you treat it as if it's before Zirikat Adam, le'anyan nedarim. Answer to our question. So the Gemara says, who told you that? Maybe we're talking about a case where the guy designated it before Zirikat Adam. Oh, what's the case where a guy designates Lachmei Todah before Zirikat Adam? Well, he did it like Leftuvi did it, said it. What did Leftuvi say? You did it in the dough stage. Oh, he did it in the dough stage. Why would you have to do it in the dough stage? Because you have to get around the terumah factor. But the point is, once you're saying you did it in that stage over there, so therefore that's why if a person says, this bread over here, the third bread, is going to be like lachmei todah. You know why that bread is asur? Because you're comparing it to a stage where the ta'am neder is asur, and that's before zirikat adam. But you don't have an ayah to our case of shlim, which is after zirikat adam, and you want to matfis it from before. Which means, to bring me a case to prove me zebach shlim, you got to show me a case where it's after, and you're bringing it before. Don't bring in a case where it's before. If it's before, that's why it's asur. Because at the time, this is asur mitam neder. That's why this is asur. You have to show me a case. So we thought lachmei todah is after, and the reason why it's asur, because you brought it back. But the Gemara said, number one, that's not even the case, by the way. That's not even the law. Because I'll tell you that the Braita was talking about shekalim, which is the opposite case of terumah, is terumah mutar, shekalim asur. But lachmei todah, I'll tell you, really is mutar. Which means, when a person says, this is like that, I'll tell you, it could be really, it's mutar, because it's be'etzem isur. And the Gemara says, even if you want to tell me it's after, even though you want to tell me when a guy designates it, it's designated like after Zirikat Adam. But I'll tell you that the item itself is mutar, because bottom line, it's the Hadush, even though you're being matfisit ben neder, even though there's a neder stage over there, it's still asur. Because bottom line, it's asur for zarim. These four loaves are asur for zarim. So therefore, I'll tell you, you know what? You don't even got to go that far. I can tell you the case is talking about where you were actually made the lachmei todah before Zirikat Adam. Mm-hmm. Oh, once you made it Lachmei Todah before Zirikat Adam, that's why it's Asur. Because bottom line, you made it, at this stage over here, it's Asur, because you made it an Eder. You made it Asur, and that's why it's going to be Asur. So you have no ayat in the case of Zevach Shelamim, which is after, and you want to bring it before. That's the way you did it before. Baruch Adonai.